to remain in any kind of degraded situation.
Amen.
We thank you for the high truth you're bringing to us.
Amen.
All the time so much you're speaking to us.
Amen.
Lord, we look to you tonight.
Amen.
We would get your word fresh.
Amen.
Lord, it would stir within our being.
Amen.
It would take us out of every kind of degradation.
Amen.
It would bring us into such an intensified situation.
Amen.
That you could get your way worked out in the churches here.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your faithful ministry to us.
Amen.
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 Lord, we thank you that tonight we could have another meeting.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
We love your word.
Amen.
We don't like to seek you.
Amen.
Of the word, just in teachings.
Amen.
Lord, today,
Amen.
In Christianity,
Amen.
Full of teachings,
Amen.
No reality,
Amen.
No life, no light, no yourself.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
We love your word.
Amen.
Your word of light.
Amen.
Your word of life.
Amen.
Your word of reality.
Amen.
Which is very gold.
Amen.
We don't like to be today's Laodicea.
Amen.
Rich in doctrine,
right.
But vanity.
Amen.
No gold there,
Amen.
No reality,
Amen.
No light.
Amen.
So they need the eyes off to heal their eyes,
Amen.
To see the light.
Amen.
Lord, speak to us
Amen.
A living word,
Amen.
Up to date,
Amen.
To meet our need.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, could you see, it says here, how to contact people. I'd like to check with you, how to contact people. I practiced this when I was saved in the very same year. I was saved in April. Then, in the summer vacation, school was out. I went out to villages to contact people. That was just nothing, because I didn't have the proper way to contact people. Now, concerning this matter of contacting people, Christianity has studied. For instance, if I remember well, D.L. Moody put out a book, How to Bring People to Christ. How to. That equals how to contact people. In 1984, I realized that recovery both in Taiwan and in America became dormant. Dormant is a polite word I use. Actually, became dying. We were just like Laodicea. They are rich, but they were poor. Poor in what? Poor in the gold. What is gold? Gold is God Himself. The Lord says, sanctify them with your word, because your word is the truth, reality. If the word is vanity, how could the word sanctify people? No element there. No reality. The word must be truth. See? We all know the brethren raised by the Lord in last century. These few weeks here on Anaheim uses the life study of Revelation, right? Week after week. I don't know how many dear saints in Anaheim paid attention to this one thing, that is, whatever is said there in the life study of Revelation corresponds with today's messages. Right? Laodicea has too many doctrines. I study them. Some of them, not all. You cannot exhaust in studying brethren teachings. Too many teachings. Eventually, they all got divided by what? The teachings. Firstly, they got divided by the teaching, different teachings concerning rapture. Rapture before tribulation. That's it. That is Darby's teaching. Rapture after tribulation. That is what? Mueller's teaching. They got divided. The so-called close brethren and open brethren. From that time, you know, today, according to my study of their history, even up to 1900, they were divided into 1,000 groups, the brethren. 1900. They were raised up 1825 or 28 in the first quarter of last century to the end of that year, just passed through three quarters, they were divided into 1,000 groups. They were rich. The Lord admitted, you were rich. But you're rich in what? You're rich in doctrines. No doctrines of yours is a truth because there's no divine element in it. The divine element is the gold. So the Lord says, you must buy gold from me. And your eyes are blind. Those doctrines, oh, no light, no life, no reality. So we must be warned. We must be warned. Be careful. We may be rich. Rich in the so-called high peak. Don't think the high peaks are reality. Just the doctrine that means nothing. So we come to a point. We have, even this term, given 14 messages, right? On Wednesday night. 14. Tonight is number 15. You know, from the beginning, I told you my burden is to help you how to be vital. How to have the vitality to contact people, to get people. But from the beginning, I didn't have the freedom to come to this, how to contact people. I feel after 14 messages, the situation is ready for me to resolve this problem, how to contact people. Now, here it says, Romans 1, you should be one who is in the intimate and thorough fellowship with the Lord. You should be such a one. In the intimate, very sweet, closely fellowship and thorough. You may have some fellowship, but not thorough. With the Lord, without anything between the Lord and you. Check you are such a person or not. If not, you are not qualified to contact people. Today, Christianity promotes soul winning. Right? They got a good number. But what number? Dead number. A dying number. Right? Are we going to get that kind of died and dying people to the recovery? No. But when we say no, we must have the vitality. And where's the vitality? The vitality is hidden in this kind of fellowship. Intimate, solo fellowship. Nothing between you and the Lord. You are absolutely one with the Lord. So what? So, Romans 2, a thorough confession. Every day, every moment, you have to make a confession of what? All the time of failures. Lord, I pray to you. I like to be what? I like to be what? Modeled. I like to be fashioned to your death. Right? I like to be to be all the time remain in your debt. Right? But I failed. With whom? With my wife. I talked to her. The way I talked to her was not what? Philippians 3:10. Is this what wrong?
That I may know him in the power of his resurrection, being conformed to his death.
Being conformed to his death. I have not been fully conformed to his death. That is my failure. You have to make a confession of it right away. Don't wait after 1 hour. Right away. Confession of all failures, defects, not so perfect. You see, something short, wrongdoings, practices of the flesh and of your natural man. So what? So you have offenses to God and man, and your sins. First John 1 says, if we say we do not have sin, that's a lie. Today, while we are living on this earth, in this dark age, in our old flesh, we cannot say we have no sin. If we say we have no sin, that means we are blind. We are full of sins. Full of sins. So what? So we have to make confession for all these.
Amen.
Not just you steal others. You confess to the Lord of your stealing. You might be for 10 years have never stealing. Have never stolen anything. Yet you sin every day. Think about it. Every day. We wash our hands more than, I don't know how many times you wash your hands. More than 10 times, 12 times. Wash, then after 2 hours, dirtied. Then we have to wash it again. Everywhere is dirt on this earth. Right? Okay. Make thorough confessions. Romans 3. Praying thoroughly for your visiting of people and for those whom you visit and contact. How to contact people? You have to pray for them. If you don't pray for anyone, you shouldn't contact anyone. You must pray. Pray adequately, desperately, for the people you go to contact. Going out to knock on doors needs firstly that you pray through. So I did propose to you. I didn't require many times. I say just once a week you go out to do it or not. 7 days a week, every day of 24 hours you just give the Lord, I propose, about 3 hours or not every week. Right? You shouldn't be interrupted by anything. You have to keep this. Then you have to pray. Pray for this. Door knocking going out for 1 week. Then at the end of the week, you go out. Go out standing on your prayer. On your 1 week thorough prayer. Lord, I'm here. I must be fruitful to to bear it, not bearing one fruit. What a shame. What a shame. Right? For 1 year time, I said this already in the past, for 1 year time, 260 days, I couldn't get one person for the Lord. This is a shame. The Lord says, I assign you to go, not just to go to nearby places, to go in a distance to bear fruit. If you bear many fruits, the Father is glorified. We must keep the Lord's word, but we didn't. I got burdened 12 years ago. I went to Taiwan. My intention was to find out a way how to get the church out of this dormant situation. You know, until 2 years later, from 84 to 86, I promoted door knocking. Of course, I told people, I said, even I myself don't have much experience of this practice. I don't know, but I just let you know, we are in the lab, LAB, to study again and again. We have studied, and we have found out a lot of things. We learned a lot, right? 12 years. Actually, 10 years. 86, we began to promote door knocking. No, it's 96. We need a prayer. We need a thorough prayer. Okay, now, tonight, this is your lesson, Romans 4. You must be so familiar with all the outlines of the recent messages concerning the person of Christ, concerning two things, the person of Christ and his accomplishment, all what he has done in the three stages of his full ministry. That you must be familiar with all this, that you can memorize them and use them spontaneously in your visiting, and contacting people. Quite often I was asked, brother, tell us, what should we say? You know, I told you already, you just wait. To tell you what you say, this is not an easy thing. But this time, the churches in Taiwan, they found a way. That is to recite all the items of the outlines. Then you will be what? You will be saturated with all the points. You will be soaked in all these points, and all these points will be in you. So you go, you have the things to talk about. Now, I couldn't bother you at the back, but this thing is, you know, I do have a ground to bother you. Later on you will see, to come here to be trained is not an easy thing. Okay, you brothers, The first rule. The first rule. How about starting from you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, exactly 10. Don't forget, you failed. You know, according to the regulation of this training, when you failed, when you got F 3 times, you... you have to go back home. I say in my mind, you got 1 F already. See tonight whether you will get a second or not. Okay, your first 10, recite to me, memorize to me one message. I got all the messages here. Purpose. For your purpose, not my purpose. I got. Okay. This is the online message 12. You have message 12, don't you? You don't have, huh? But you shouldn't say you don't have. You have here, you're mine. Right? Message 12, the accomplishment of Christ in the stage of his incarnation. What are the things? No, not you.